My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Hello, I'm Pip and welcome to the Midwife Pip podcast, the home of expert information and real chats on all things pregnancy, birth and beyond. Remember, as a podcast listener, you can get 15% off my online courses at midwifepip.com using the code PODCAST15. The sound of a little baby giggling has to be one of the best sounds ever. It melts my heart every single time. But what about the role of laughter in the development of our babies? This week, I'm really excited to be joined by Dr. Casper, who is an infant psychologist who for the past decade has been specialising in babies' laughter, the importance of laughter in early development and how to bond through laughter, as well as what makes them laugh. So welcome, Dr. Casper. I am so excited to have you on, and I always thought I had the best job as a midwife, but I think yours might actually be better.
I'm so glad to have some sunshine again now that spring is well and truly here. But for pregnant women suffering with hay fever, warm, sunny days can be anything but enjoyable. New research by Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray reveals a quarter of mums felt that battling hay fever symptoms stopped them enjoying their pregnancy. And one in four said they spent less time outdoors in fear of symptoms flaring up. It's clear that mums-to-be are unsure which way to turn when it comes to treatments too, with nearly a third saying they felt there was a lack of information around which allergy relief products they could take. And over 40% didn't think they were allowed to take anything at all. Well, luckily, help is here. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is a summer essential for mums-to-be and little ones experiencing hay fever. It protects you from hay fever symptoms without the need for drugs or preservatives, containing the unique natural ingredient, ectoin, to shield your airways from pollen and to help stop allergy symptoms before they begin, while soothing an itchy, runny or congested nose. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is $9.99 from your local Boots Pharmacy or Boots.com. With the Fusion Allergy range currently buy one, get one half price. Go on, give your nose a holiday.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, getting to hang out with lots of babies and discover what makes them happy is great fun. Yeah.
I know. It sounds like, the dream job. What led you to, because as much as we'd all think, you know, that sounds like a job for me, what led you to actually have a job in laughing babies?
Yeah, well, it's like many things in life, it was a lot of happy accidents one after another. I used to be a banker of all things. I used to work in an office in the City of London, staring at lots of numbers on a screen, and couldn't imagine doing that for the rest of my life. So I went to night school and did a psychology degree. Mm. And within that, the best bit was the babies, like the start of life, the foundations of everything. So 2005, I started, quit my banking career and did a moved full time to do a PhD on how babies learn about the world, and all sorts of different aspects of that. And then in 2011, my sister had her second baby, and my brother was living with me, trying to be a stand-up comedian in London. And so I was like, well, I'm trying to understand babies. Max is trying to make people laugh. Maybe if he tries to make the babies laugh and I can explain what they're laughing at, that could be a big family project. Now, I don't know if you know any comedians, but my brother basically thought this was a bit beneath him. It wasn't an artistic challenge. Too easy to make a baby laugh. So he wasn't interested. But the idea stuck with me. It's like, yes, as you say, laughing babies is something that we all just sort of respond to, no matter how many times you hear the laughter of babies. It just goes straight into your heart. And they laugh more than we do. They really seem to be having a great time. I mean, they cry more than we do too. But yeah, it's the ups and downs of being a baby. Well, lots of people look at the downs. Let me look at the ups. That's when I started, and it's just been such a fascinating thing. A decade later, I'm still not tired of laughing babies.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. And I think, you know, I've got an 18-month-old, and watching babies, toddlers grow and develop and interact with the world and figure things out, it's just fascinating, isn't it? Like watching them develop and how they're going to move and let these new words and trying to get words out and everything. I could just watch him all the time, all the day. I just find it absolutely fascinating. But I know one of the things that causes lots of anxiety amongst parents is this idea of kind of meeting milestones, and sometimes laughter can sort of fall into that category a bit, I think. And so from what age really should we be thinking, Casper, about expecting to see our babies laugh or encouraging them to do so?
Yeah, well, it's one of the more unusual things as a milestone, because it is really wide range. Sort of on average, babies laughing, first laugh, you're probably in the third or fourth month. So on average, to sort of 3.5 months, 4 months is when that comes. But in some cases, it's as late as 12 months for certain babies. And there's a group in Durham University who think that they've seen babies laughing in the womb. So wow. They think they've seen, like, the babies rehearsing that behavior while they're still in the womb.
So interesting, isn't it? It's just fascinating, the science behind these little people, some of the things that perhaps we take for granted, but is just incredible. So every parent wants to hear their baby laugh, don't they? It's one of those things, you can't wait, you've got the camera at ready, you know, there's those first smiles and then there's those first laughs. What can parents do to encourage their little ones to start laughing?
As we've discovered in the lab, sort of to get laughter on demand is always tricky. I mean, the real secret to that is for them to tune into you, because the things that make babies laugh are not things, it's people. Mm. So the first laugh will come they're probably awake and alert, and they're happily fed and clean, and that someone's just got the time for them. They've got that moment to stop. I mean, what I always say is the best way to make a baby laugh is to take them seriously. You know, it's to really, right, what is this baby wanting to do right at this moment, and having the time and space to let them lead you in some direction. And that's true at any age, but if that's the best way, then maybe that's the best way to get a first laugh. But the first laugh is going to be spontaneous,
which is part of the beauty, right? Isn't it part of the beauty? They take you sort of by surprise, and it's your hopefully encourages us to be more present with our little people. Mm-hmm. Because in the fast-paced, crazy world that we live in, actually sometimes it's really easy to be present physically but mentally sort of be somewhere else or in multiple other places, and our babies are such present beings, aren't they? So the more we can kind of be present with them and really engage in those moments is so helpful. And I think embracing those spontaneous laughs is definitely part of that puzzle.
Yes, I mean, that gets to the heart of why we laugh at all as a baby. It is one of the few tools they have in their box to hold our attention, and to reward us for sort of helping them with something that they've just discovered. Right? This is this new thing that I'm finding absolutely delightful. And probably, you need this, they need the support of an adult to sort of make that happen. You know, it's this noise or this thing that they can't do for themselves, but that you could tap on this window for them and make that little noise they've never heard before. But to make you do it over and over again enough times for them to get the value out of it, then they need to share their delight at this new experience.
Yeah, and I love it. Like you said, just tapping on a window, it's the simple things, isn't it? It's not massive grand gestures that we do that create this fascination and laughter from our babies. It really is the simplest, silliest little things. It's kind of not complicated in that essence. And that leads me on to why your book's called What It Is. So your new book is called Babies Laugh at Peekaboo. And Peekaboo is absolutely a very simple game. Yeah. Is it an important game when it comes to supporting development of our babies?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So when I started researching after, I did a survey of parents all over the world, about 1,500 parents, and in every country, there was probably nearly 60 different countries that responded, and some only had one or two parents. But across the world, Peekaboo is the best way to make a baby laugh. And this is because it is the purest way to make a baby laugh. It is all about the eye contact with the baby. It's a combination of that surprise and the fact that they can be very much an equal partner in a game like Peekaboo. Lots of other things, you're there doing something that they can't do themselves. But in Peekaboo, it's all about, have you got eye contact with each other? Are you both having a good time? And so babies can take part in that conversation, take part in that game from really early on, and then don't really get bored of it. There's variations on that game that they'll play throughout the first 2 years at least.
Oh, absolutely. Peekaboo is still a firm favourite in our house. It tends to now involve the curtains and full body hiding. And I quite often think I've lost a toddler. But you're so right. And the great thing about Peekaboo, to any parents new or expectant listening, is it can be done anywhere, kind of any time, whether it's just using your hands or a muzzy, or it's not kind of complicated. So it's really accessible to all, and fantastic that something so simplistic is so powerful in supporting our baby's development and meeting that milestone that we're all waiting for.
Yes, and I think the other thing to remember at Peekaboo is, like, well, what is the hardest thing that babies have to learn about in the world? They're learning all these complicated things about how to stand up and how to talk, which those are miracles. But the biggest mystery in the world is other people. Who are all these other people I encounter, and how do I understand them? I'm 48. I still don't understand other people. So how must it be for someone who's just 6 months old? It can be overwhelming that babies go through these periods of shyness and being overwhelmed by people. But Peekaboo is one of those things where, right, I get to interact very, very, authentically and sort of immediately with someone. That's really, valuable for their social development.
And so when we think about laughter, as adults, we know that if we have a good old laugh with our friends or family, it just makes us feel good, doesn't it? It makes us feel great. We're really present in the moment. It gets rid of some of those worries and anxieties that we may have had prior. What about in our babies, Dr. Casper? What are the benefits of laughter for them?
I'm so glad to have some sunshine again now that spring is well and truly here. But for pregnant women suffering with hay fever, warm, sunny days can be anything but enjoyable. New research by Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray reveals a quarter of mums felt that battling hay fever symptoms stopped them enjoying their pregnancy. And one in four said they spent less time outdoors in fear of symptoms flaring up. It's clear that mums-to-be are unsure which way to turn when it comes to treatments too, with nearly a third saying they felt there was a lack of information around which allergy relief products they could take. And over 40% didn't think they were allowed to take anything at all. Well, luckily, help is here. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is a summer essential for mums-to-be and little ones experiencing hay fever. It protects you from hay fever symptoms without the need for drugs or preservatives, containing the unique natural ingredient, ectoin, to shield your airways from pollen and to help stop allergy symptoms before they begin, while soothing an itchy, runny or congested nose. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is $9.99 from your local Boots pharmacy or boots.com. With the Fusion Allergy range currently buy one, get one half price. Go on, give your nose a holiday.
Yeah, so, I mean, there isn't any direct research about what physiologically laughter has done to babies. We've tried to do that, and it's, as I sort of mentioned a bit earlier, it's really tricky to provoke, you know, real, genuine laughter on demand in a laboratory setting. With like a heart rate monitor, all this sort of equipment around, or yeah, certainly you couldn't do it with the EEG cap on their head. So we have to guess a bit from what physiologically it does to adults. But with adults, yes, it really relaxes us as a sort of, I mean, it excites us at the time, gets our heart rate going, releases a lot of like endorphins while it's happening, and then sort of the afterglow of that is a state of relaxation. So all of those sort of physiological things are happening with babies. I think sort of in terms of babies' development, the fact that laughter is telling you that whatever's happening at that moment is really great. You know, the baby's having a wonderful time, and there are lots of ups and downs in a baby's day, but the place where you're learning the most is when you're sort of really, you know, right involved with something right in front of you, and that's true for babies as well, you know. And laughter is probably, you know, a marker of like one of those moments. So much of laughter for babies accompanies a success at something new, you know, when they those first few steps, there's always a big smile on the face when when they know they're succeeding at something they couldn't do the day before. It's valuable in itself, but it's also a really nice marker of like the successes that there are, which, you know, makes parenting a bit easier, because there's a lot of difficulties raising a baby, and that to see their successes helps you keep going.
Oh, absolutely. And to be able to celebrate that with them. And I think seeing the world through your child's eyes is the most magical thing ever. You know, the first time they see sand or, you know, rain and splashing puddles, the things we just take for granted and trundle on through in normal life, for them is utter magic. And seeing that and allowing yourself to pause and be in that moment with them is, I think, one of the biggest magical parts of parenting on that chaotic, beautiful journey that it is. When it comes to parents, babies, and helping us to really pave the way for healthier, happier relationships within that family dynamic and unit, how can laughter kind of play into that, I wonder?
This sort of one of the things that we kind of do pretty well with our children, and less well with each other, that sort of the secrets of happiness are not really secrets. That sort of it's feeling like you are having a meaningful life. So feeling like you're succeeding in things, and babies, you know, look, yeah, they have so much to learn, so that they always are moving forward with things. It's also, it's about happiness and sort of thriving is about relationships. You know, you have to have a good circle of friends protects against depression for adults, and really, you know, deep love between two people, any kind, is sort of so uplifting. And babies, when they, you know, in a perfect world, all parents are able to do that, you know, very easily. When things are going wrong, it's usually that there's something that's blocking that connection with your child. And yeah, maybe laughter there is sort of the marker of, right, no, we had a difficult morning, but we're beyond that now. Mm. And yeah, so I think that's often the way I would look at it, that actually it is pretty simple things, but that can often be difficult in the rush of everyday life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, especially as a parent, I cannot ever imagine my little boy laughing and me not automatically, without even thinking, just kind of laughing back and yeah, joining him. You know, whether it's that I've been doing the washing up and I turn around and he's laughing, you automatically stop whatever you're doing, don't you, and engage in that moment. It's an automatic subconscious reaction that we have. And I think, yeah, laughter is, it's just so powerful, isn't it, for that whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We love a giggle. So everyone that comes on the podcast, I always ask to finish with three top tips. So I wonder if you could throw us your three top tips for supporting development through babies. And I'm sure it's going to play into the topic of laughter.
Yes. I mean, I think I would borrow this very classic, two very classic bits of advice. One from the 50s, from Dr. Spock, who one of the groundbreaking child development and parenting experts. He says, you know more than you think you do.
Love that, yeah.
So you should really trust and be confident about, like, that you are the expert in your own child. You know them better than anybody else. And that is, like, the most important. It's about that particular individual. It's not one size fits all, because every baby has a different journey. Some walk first, some talk first, you know, you know, they all have so much to get through that, you know, it's inevitably going to be different. Yeah, you're there with them more than anybody else. So, you know more than you think you do. And, you know, try and be confident with that, because that will then lead you to be able to support them in the things where you see that they need support. Mm. The second one I would say is also from one of the world's best experts, from Mary Ainsworth, who was one of the first people to really understand and explain the bond between a parent and a child, and how that bonding process happens. And her advice is also really simple. It's never miss an opportunity to hold a baby. So especially from when they're really little, you know, pick them up as much as you can. When you are holding a baby, it's a different interaction. You really are responsive to absolutely everything that they're doing. And obviously, babies never stop moving. They never stop sort of interact. Well, when they sleep, they slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But when they're awake and alert, you know, there's something going on every second. And when you're holding a baby, you are much more aware of all of those things that are going on. And so you're going to get to know your baby so much more through that. So that's number two.
I think all the parents listening, sorry, who who feel like they are always holding their baby, especially in those, you know, those early days, weeks where they don't want to be put down because you're their safe space. I think actually that's a really nice, reassuring thing for them to hear, because sometimes it can feel a little bit frustrating. So actually to understand how powerful that is lovely.
Yes, yeah, don't undervalue all of that time. Even, you know, even if you're not interacting with the baby, if they're close to you, their heart, I mean, they spend the first 9 months, you know, as close as possible to you. And, you know, their bodies are used to synchronizing with your heart rate. So there's a lot of things going on beneath the surface that we're even not aware of when that baby's close to you. So, yeah. You can't hold a baby enough, and don't feel that don't feel that you have to hold them as much as you can. You know, lots of other things to happen, but yes, that's a wonderful thing. And then the third bit of advice, I guess, is just to let them teach you. I mean, that's what laughter is. It's a stop and smell the flowers type moment. It's like babies, I often say that babies are little Zen masters, that they, you know, they are the best people at being truly alive and truly awake to the world around them and experiencing the joy and delight in the world. That can really lift us up too, if we are able to get into that moment too. And life's busy, life's fast. But if you want some help on how to be, you know, really present, let your baby teach you.
Oh, that's such a powerful way to end, because I love how present little people are. And I think in the world we currently live, it's something that we're all constantly working on. Thank you so much, Dr. Casper, firstly for all the incredible work you're doing to allow us to support our little people's development, but also for joining me today to help spread the awesome work that you're doing on babies' laughter.
Thank you, it's been great.
Before you head off, I just need to tell you something. 68% of you who listen to my podcast have not hit the subscribe button. So can you do me a favour? If you have ever enjoyed listening, and hit subscribe now. It makes a huge difference and helps me to keep bringing you episodes. The bigger the podcast, the bigger the guests, and the more women we can reach and help. Thank you for subscribing, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.